Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And it gives me tremendous, tremendous pride and pleasure to introduce you to Robin Selko. Robin is one of the managers at the Chai FM helpline, and she joins us right now. Hello, Robin. How are you?
Hello, Kathy. Great, and all the better speaking to you. What can I tell you?
Robin, I want our listeners to hear the kind of work that our helpline does. So let me just ask you, what sort of calls have you been getting during lockdown and subsequently as the different levels have been, opened up?
Sure, with pleasure, Kathy. We're just only slightly less busy than the highways and byways that you referred to. We've had, in terms of outgoing calls, which is reaching out to people during the period of lockdown, we've made over 390 calls. I think we had 397 as at this moment.
Yeah.
Reaching out to people that are on their own. So what sort of calls did we have when we reached out to people, as well as those who phoned in, which would exceed the number I've just given to you? So there is, as we could expect, anxiety around COVID, and a lot of fear. It's resulted in some insomnia. There's loneliness. In addition to that, the other things that we've taken calls on in the normal course are not being able to see parents and grandparents. This particularly from the younger population, the older population not in turn being able to see their parents or grandparents.
Right.
Not being able to, sorry, their grandchildren or children, sorry. Not being able to travel here for unveilings. That was a sad one that we had the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just covering literally the last week, Kathy, in
okay, so,
terms
so
of
it's
the
really
cases I'm sharing with you.
Okay, so as I'm understanding it's mainly around human engagement and human interaction, and it's coming from the elder population.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
100%. We couldn't be here for a funeral or appearance unveiling.
Okay, got it. Significant
we
events.
Go to Israel for a bar mitzvah of a grandson.
Yeah. Oh, Briss, no, I understand. I understand. Robin, I don't want to run out of time. So if you can just, so we just need to kind of keep that. So we've got a sense. But what really blows my mind is when I hear the stories on a weekly basis of how the helpline, so there's two aspects to the helpline. One is the outbound calls where you actually call and check in with people, especially people who are perhaps elderly living on their own. You check in with them on a regular basis, not twice a day, but on a regular basis. And then there's the inbound where anybody who is in trouble, anybody who feels that they're in a dark place, anybody who's contemplating taking their life can reach out for help. And they get what, Robin?
Okay, the best way to illustrate it, and I'm going to change some details up so that I remain entirely confidential and professional, is that I'll just illustrate to you two cases that were of a very serious nature in the last week. Okay, the first one started on the 2nd of July, was a call by a young gentleman phoning from Gallisburg, and he said that his opening words were, "I am done." And the caller clarified what that, the counselor clarified what that meant. He said, "I intend to end my life by using carbon monoxide."
How old was he?
She followed us. She persuaded him to remain alive for the next 8 hours and then, got all these details, did everything in case we need to summon help to him. And then called him on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of July to check whether he's okay. She ensured he was also went off to see a psychologist and a psychiatrist, and he's been put on proper antidepressant medication. Today he sent her a lovely email saying, "Thank you. I've now enrolled for mechanical engineering."
Incredible. Okay, so when somebody phones you, you don't just hear what the problem is. You give them 45 minutes of counseling. Is that correct?
Well, that was, in fact, to be quite honest, 2 hours of counseling in the initial court.
Yeah.
And then onward follow-ups for 15, 20 minutes or whatever is required on a daily basis until we know that that person is sounding contained and functional and seeing somebody professional on an ongoing basis, face-to-face.
Robin, we've got 2 minutes, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Oh, dear me. I don't know what to do the next
All right, so tell me about the food parcels in Alex. Tell me about the 81 families.
So the food parcels in Alex, what happened is I couldn't listen to a story of or go to bed at night without thinking of what was going on in Alex. So I decided that I had to do something, whatever little bit it was. So I contacted and liaised with Partners Union of Jewish Women, and I found a grassroots organization, My Brother's Keeper. And within a short space of time, after a lot of emails backwards and forwards, we managed as the Chai Helpline to provide 20 families with EPUP, which would sustain them for at least 10 days. It seems like a small thing, but they had nothing else. And these were families that were child-headed households often, and also elderly people, who some of whom were bedridden, senior citizens, no power, no means to survive, but for what we managed to secure.
Robin, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it. I do apologize, but I will get you back here next week. I want to hear more stories and more positive stories about what's happening.
And,
thank you so much, Robin.